Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and this is this week's Consumer Podcast. Thanks for downloading it. We're going to jump right into things by talking about your credit card. Do you have any available credit? For instance, if you have a $2,000 credit limit, have you charged $1,000? Do you have $1,000 left? That's an important question because credit card companies are playing fast and tight with credit card limits. What they are doing is restricting them. They are reducing them, and consumers aren't being told. Banks are very skittish about money these days. The mortgage meltdown has bankers completely flipped out. So card issuers are running all of their clients and all of their cards through computer programs. And what those programs are saying time and time again is the bank, the credit card issuer, has been too loose with credit, and they need to tighten down. They need to tighten down to make sure they don't get left holding the bag. The problem is not all of these institutions are telling credit card holders what is happening. Or if they tell them it's in small print, or if they tell them it's in an extra mailing that doesn't look like it's important, it looks more like an ad or one of those yearly, we're going to invade your privacy notices. Wow, you have got to be careful. We're talking to consumer after consumer that is standing in line trying to use their card, and then they're embarrassed. I'm sorry, Mr. Finney. Do you have another card you would like us to run? And there you are standing in line at the department store with five people behind you, and you look like a deadbeat. You need to keep track of what your credit limit is because banks are changing them. They're changing them often, and get this, they don't even have to tell you. They don't have to tell you. The same thing is happening with second lines of credit that are tied to homes. We have been receiving reports for months now, since the mortgage meltdown all began, that someone has one of those checks, they believe they have a $100,000 second line of credit, they write a check for $20,000 to start their kitchen remodel, and bingo, it bounces. So, you need to make sure that if you have a second, that the money is still available. And two, if you're determined to do a remodel, and you have, let's say it's a $20,000 remodel, and you have a $30,000 line of credit, go get the $20,000 today and put it in another account. Because if you've already taken the money out, they're not allowed to recall and say, pay us back today. So if you're determined to go forward with whatever reason you need that money for, take it out. You're going to pay 8.5%, 9%. Put it into a money market account. You're going to get about 3.5%. So you got a 5% spread for just holding the money. Not good. But it's better than not having the money at all for some folks. So what should you do? Either don't do the kitchen remodel or take the money out, put it in another account, and get going. Get going on it. Banks are way skittish. Talk about skittish, how about airlines? And all of these hurricanes, man, storm after storm. Have you been watching this on ABC 7 News? Unbelievable. So a lot of flights are being canceled into and out of the affected areas. So what happens if you were supposed to be on one of those flights? What are your rights? Well, your rights are few and far between. Anymore, we do not regulate airlines. We don't regulate very many industries, not very strictly anyway. And so, generally, your right with the airline is whatever you can negotiate. So, if you can negotiate a good deal, you get a good deal. If you can't, well, you're stuck. So how does it work? Well, generally, airlines during storm season will, every few weeks or every time there's a big storm, they'll issue a statement saying, here's what we're going to do. Anybody that was going to fly in or out of the affected areas between these dates can call up and change their flights, and we won't charge any extra for the change or for the new flights, as long as that all occurs within this time period. Watch those rules. They're pretty serious about them. Get on it. The quicker you call, the more likely you are to get a flight that you want. Again, everything's open for negotiation in this world. Give it a shot, especially if you're a frequent flyer. If you don't fly very often, I've got to tell you better fit in their rules or they're not going to much care. Nursing home. Is there anything worse than signing up an elderly relative to go live in a nursing home? If there is, I don't know. It's tough. And making it even tougher are the contracts you sign so that your relative can go have a nice life, hopefully a nice life, as nice as everyone can make it. And what's happening is there are often a provision buried in the fine print of the admissions contracts that says that you are not allowed to sue the facility if the elderly person is abused, neglected, hurt, injured, even killed. That instead, you have to go to binding arbitration, and many times to the arbitrator that the nursing home picks. Now, what's your chance of winning? What's your chance of getting a fair shake? That's what a lot of members of Congress are asking. They're saying, how fair is this? Arbitration, by and large, gets a horrible rap from consumer activists, consumers, and attorneys. Businesses say it works. You make up your mind. But the bottom line is, there is a move afoot to take those binding arbitration out of contracts for nursing homes, and I think that's a very good deal, because the bottom line is, apparently it's all but impossible to find a nursing home now that does not have an arbitration in the contract, which means you really don't have any choice. They, as an industry, are taking away your constitutional rights to go into court. Congress is thinking maybe that's not such a good idea. The auto industry. Are you ready for this? They're looking for a bailout. There is talk of a bailout in Washington. We have major American car manufacturers, and again, just like all the big banks, too big to fail. So, once again, we're looking at profits being privatized, losses being a public issue. So what are consumer activists saying about this? Well, Public Citizen is saying, okay, maybe we should bail out American auto manufacturers, but they should no longer be allowed to lobby. That if we are going, we being taxpayers, are going to give our money and at the very least, our credit to these companies, they have to quit lobbying against safety proposals, against gas mileage requirements. Joan Claybrook, she's the president of Public Citizen, she compares the auto industry to the grasshopper and the grasshopper and the ants, that they got fat and comfortable, she says, marketing gas-guzzling, unsafe, sport utility vehicles to consumers. And now things have changed. They expect those same consumers to bail them out. An interesting point. If you're going to give somebody money, maybe they shouldn't be able to lobby anymore. Maybe if it's your money, they should just let you decide how things operate. It's not how it's ever going to work. Interesting proposal. Interesting to think about. Finney's Friday Free Stuff. Yes, it is that time of the week. Corazon's Heart Healthy Potato Chips. We're giving away a big bag of that. Value is about $3.59. And in Baskin Robbins, we're going to give away some gift certificates so that you can try their two new presidential election flavors. And they are valued at $4. You ought to get in on them. If you want these items, go to abc7news.com. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.